You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. Sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. The Jason Reitman directorial SNL 1975 adds another versatile talent, J.K. Simmons, to the existing star-studded cast to play the legendary comedian Milton Berle. The film delves into the chaos and magic that conspired to bring together the first historic broadcast of Saturday Night Live on October 11, 1975. Simmons, known for his acclaimed roles in Whiplash and Spider-Man, brings depth to Berle, a pivotal figure in early television comedy. With an ensemble including Nicholas Brown, Dylan O'Brien, and Finn Wolfhard, the movie promises an authentic look at SNL's groundbreaking debut, scripted by Reitman and Gil Kenan, based on extensive interviews. Alongside Simmons, additions to the cast include Billy Bragg, Joe Crest, Taylor Gray, and McCabe Gregg. Next piece of news, Cillian Murphy, fresh off his Oscar win for Oppenheimer, is set to star in and produce Universal's adaptation of Blood Runs Cold. The film, produced on Mark A. Bradley's book, portrays the true story of labor leader Jock Yablonski's fight for coal miners' rights in the 1960s. Murphy will play Chip Yablonski, Jock's son seeking justice after his assassination. With Murphy's star power rising, Universal secured the rights just days after his Academy Award win. The script by J.S. Butterworth and John Henry Butterworth promises a gripping narrative. Murphy's packed schedule also includes reprising his role in Peaky Blinders and starring in Netflix's Steve. Next up, author Emily Henry has ignited casting rumors for the upcoming film adaptations of her romance novels, with fans eagerly speculating about the potential involvement of actors Paul Mescal and Ayo Edebiri. The excitement began when Henry shared a St. Patrick's Day selfie featuring Mescal and Edebiri, prompting widespread speculation about their roles in the adaptations. While Henry neither confirms nor denies their casting, she expresses admiration for the actors and hints at their suitability for the upcoming projects. The adaptations include People We Meet on Vacation, Beach Read, and Book Lovers, each promising a distinct aesthetic while embodying Henry's emphasis on cozy settings, inspired by Nancy Meyers and Nora Ephron. More news from Hollywood. In a major revelation, it has come to light that Kat Graham from Vampire Diaries is set to portray Diana Ross, with Larenz Tate playing Motown Records founder Berry Gordy in the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic. This adds to a star-studded cast that includes Jafar Jackson, LaToya Jackson, Quincy Jones, and Dick Clark. The film promises to delve into the complexities of Jackson's life, covering both positive and negative aspects. Directed by Antoine Fuqua, the biopic aims to present a comprehensive portrayal for viewers to interpret. With a theatrical release scheduled for April 18, 2025, anticipation is high for this exploration of the memorable life of the iconic King of Pop. Next up, Boyd Holbrook is set to reunite with director James Mangold for the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothée Chalamet. Joining the ensemble cast are Scoot McNairy, Dan Fogler, Will Harrison, and Charlie Tahan. The film, currently in production in New York City, aims to capture a pivotal cultural moment with its portrayal of Dylan's life. Holbrook, known for his roles in Narcos and Logan, brings his talent to the project alongside McNairy, Fogler, Harrison, and Tahan. Mangold expresses excitement for the film, which features Chalamet in the lead role, along with Ellie Fanning and Edward Norton. A Complete Unknown promises to be a compelling exploration of Dylan's journey, and we can't wait to watch this one. Last piece of news to wrap up this episode, Elizabeth Banks and Matthew McFadden are set to star as a troubled married couple in the upcoming Peacock dramedy, The Miniature Wife. The series, exploring marital turmoil, will introduce comedic scientific elements, causing a shift in power dynamics and relationship crisis. Banks, known for producing comedies such as Bottoms and Cocaine Bear, joins forces with McFadden, fresh from his Emmy win for Succession. As the show delves into the chaos induced by scientific mishaps, akin to films like Click and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, it promises to deliver a unique take on marriage dynamics. With McFadden poised for a Marvel debut in Deadpool and Wolverine, and Banks continuing her successful career trajectory, The Miniature Wife is anticipated to be their next standout project. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.